Coach. How you doing?
Doing great. How you guys doing?
Doing well. Of course, we were just on the call with Frank. He's something special, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. What a great pro. Been a great pro for a long, long time, and top competitor in this league. And, you know, he's just one of those guys that, you know, I think a bunch of people told him for a long, long time that he can't and he won't. And he's just, you know, he's just been out to prove everybody, you know, wrong. All the experts, all the pundits, his entire life, and just continues to produce. And he's a warrior, and he's, you know, he's one of our top dudes, and just a great player and a better person and a great teammate.
I'm sure that, you know, you heard a lot about him before you signed him and, you know, before you coached him, but did all the stuff you heard about him do him justice? And, you know, what really stood out to you now that you've gotten to know him very well?
No, yeah. And, you know, going back to my days at Miami, I never got to, you know, I left right when he came in, but I was part of the staff that was down there that recruited Frank and watched him play at Coral Gables High School. So I've known him for a long, long time, and obviously watched, you know, from afar what he's done, you know, not only collegiately, but in the National Football League. And, you know, did he exceed expectations? I mean, we knew what we were getting. I think everybody kind of knew that, but he's done that. And again, he's just which the epitome of a pro. And he comes in here every single day and works.
You know, when he was being drafted in 2005, the big question obviously was, you know, how long can this guy last in the NFL? To what do you, you know, attribute his longevity? I mean, is it his ability to avoid big hits? I mean, how would you explain it if somebody asked you that question?
Yeah, I mean, he's, you know, he takes great care of himself. Again, he's a great pro, and the great pros, you know, understand, especially, you know, the more years you're in and the older you get, that, you know, there's very little time, if any, that you can take off, you know, once the season's over. And he doesn't take any time off. He takes great care of his body. He understands, you know, what exactly has to do. Eats right, sleeps right, he does everything, A to Z, check off all the boxes. And he's got grit, you know, he's got toughness, and he's been able to overcome, you know, a bunch of circumstances and adversity and injuries. And you know, again, it's his motivation is he's just out to prove, you know, all the experts, you know, prove him wrong, you know. And again, he's a warrior.
Chuck, I was reading. Go ahead. It looks like you announced that Andrew Luck will not play. Is that correct?
Yeah, he won't play in this game.
And just how are things going with him physically, and is there a rough timetable for his return?
No timetable, and he's doing well.
Chuck, it seems like Jacoby Brissett has been able to come in and learn the offense fairly well, fairly quickly. What have your impressions been of him?
He's done a great job, and he's, you know, fit right in here from day one. And he's a great pro, and he's a real talent, and he's a smart guy, and he's a tireless worker, and he's a selfless guy. And you know, he's been able to pick things up in a hurry and do some good things for us. And you know, he's got great poise and a sense of calm about him, really good command, and you know, it hasn't been easy, you know, coming in a short period of time and getting a lot thrown at you, but he's managed it well, he's handled it well, he's earned, you know, the respect of this organization and our staff and the locker room and his teammates, you know, in a hurry. And I mean, they all, he's a great pro, and you know, we feel very fortunate things worked out and that we got him, and he's done a good job, and he's going to do nothing but get better.
you guys obviously drafted Malik Hooker because range and his ball skills, but does three interceptions in four games, is that a pleasant surprise at this point?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we saw on tape. I think that's what everybody saw on tape was the what you just said, the ball skills and the range, and he's got great instincts, and you know, a guy practices really hard for a young guy and a first-year player. He got it right away. You know what it meant to, you know, be a pro and the time that you have to put in the classroom and how to practice right. And you know, they did a great job with him. You know, at Ohio State, you know, Greg Schiano coached him there and Coach Meyer, but molded this kid. He's mature beyond his years, and he's a student of the game. He's got rare traits, you know. And so, all the things that we all saw on his college tape, you know, that's why we're not surprised at what he's doing. You guys, good.
I think that's it.
Okay,
all right,
thanks,
Coach,
guys.
Thank you very much.